Chinese Basic Course, Lesson 2, Tape A, Side 1. Glossary. First, we will go over the new terms appearing in the glossary. You will hear each word or term said twice, with a short pause after it. Repeat aloud, concentrating on both pronunciation and the correct tone. As we suggested before, it is a good learning policy to cover the page as you listen. After you have heard the Chinese word or term, then attempt to spell it before you look at it. Pause the tape if you have to. 1.
Bu. Bu.
Bu. Bu.
2.
不是.
不是.
3.
好.
好.
4.
叫.
叫.
5.
吗.
吗.
6.
名字.
名字.
7.
呢.
呢.
8.
您.
您.
9.
您贵姓.
您贵姓.
10.
谢谢.
谢谢.
11.
你好啊.
你好啊.
12.
一.
一.
13.
二.
二.
14.
三.
三.
15.
四.
四.
16.
五.
五.
17.
六.
六.
18.
七.
七.
19.
八.
八.
20.
九.
九.
21.
十.
十.
22.
零.
零.
That ends the glossary terms. The classroom expressions, which appear at the bottom of the page, will be on the end of this tape. Now we'll read the communicative exchanges in the frames. You will again hear two speakers voicing the conversation which appears in the frames. Each sentence will be said twice, with a short pause after it. Without looking at your book, try to mimic the speakers saying aloud to yourself what you hear. The second speaker will then reply, again with a short pause afterwards. As we said on your first tape, try to mentally retain what has been said as you repeat it, and allow your mind to absorb the meaning. Only then, after both exchanges have been repeated, refer to the English translation. If you did not get the meaning the first time, then go back and listen again. You may wish to stop the tape after the first frame in order to study the notes below, or play the tape through in its entirety to the end of the frames, then reverse and play through again, pausing as you study the notes. Frame 1. 1A.
她是王太太吗? 她是王太太吗?
1B.
她是王太太。 她是王太太。
2A.
你是王先生吗? 你是王先生吗?
2B.
我是王大年。 我是王大年。
3A.
你是马先生吗? 你是马先生吗？
3B
我是马霆锋，我是马霆锋。
Frame 2 4A
你是马先生吗？你是马先生吗？
4B
我不是马先生，我不是马先生。
5A
你是王大年吗？你是王大年吗？
5B
我不是王大年，我不是王大年。
Frame 3 6A
你姓方吗？你姓方吗？
6B
我不姓方，我不姓方。
7A
你姓王吗？你姓王吗？
7B
我不姓王，我不姓王。
8A
你姓马吗？你姓马吗？
8B
我不姓马，我姓王，我不姓马，我姓王。
Frame 4 9A
您贵姓？您贵姓？
9B
我姓王，我姓王。
Frame 5 10A
你叫什么？你叫什么？
10B
我叫大年，我叫大年。
11A
你叫明理吗？你叫明理吗？
11B
我不叫明理，我叫大年，我不叫明理，我叫大年。
Frame 6 12A
你好啊，你好啊。
12B
我好，你呢？我好，你呢？
12A
好，谢谢。好，谢谢。
Frame 7 13A
你叫什么名字？你叫什么名字？
13B
叫明理，叫明理。
A
他呢？他呢？
B
叫宝兰，叫宝兰。
14A
你是胡美玲吗？你是胡美玲吗？
14B
我不是胡美玲，我姓胡，叫宝兰。我不是胡美玲，我姓胡，叫宝兰。
That is the end of the communicative exchanges. Now to the section called Drills 1. Here again we will explain how Drills 1 are to be conducted in class. If this tape goes too fast, stop it and listen again to the explanation. Make sure that you go to class prepared to perform your part when the instructor calls on you. Drill A. These are simple statements made by the teacher. Your job is to make each statement into a question by adding ma. Example.
他是王先生。
他是王先生吗？
Drill B. The teacher here asks you a question. You respond in the affirmative, using 是, yes. Example.
他是王先生吗？
是，他是王先生。
Drill C is almost identical, except that you make a negative answer. You say, 不是。Then you add a positive statement using the cued surname given you. Example.
他是王先生吗？刘。
不是，他是刘先生。
Drill D. This one is a little more complex, in that in some cases you will answer in the affirmative and in others in the negative. The cue will tell you what is required. If the cued name is the same as in the question, your answer is affirmative. If it is a different name, you reply in the negative and give the correct name. Examples.
她是刘太太吗？刘。
是，她是刘太太。
哦。
她是刘太太吗？黄。
不是，她是黄太太。
Drill E. You make the same question as the teachers, but you insert the word 姓. Example.
你是张先生吗？
你姓张吗？
Drill F. Your job is to make a negative statement out of what the teacher says. Example.
我姓张。
我不姓张。
Drill G. The teacher makes a statement without using 姓. You make the same statement inserting the word 姓. Example.
我不是李先生。
我不姓李。
Drill H. You expand on the teacher's statement, adding his cued surname and thus correcting the original statement. Example.
他不是王先生，黄。
他不是王先生，他姓黄。
Drill I. Repeat the teacher's statement and add the correct surname as cued. Example.
我不姓方，胡。
我不姓方，姓胡。
Drill J. Here again are two possibilities depending on the cued surname. If the cued name is the same as that in the original statement, your answer is affirmative. If a different name is cued, your answer is to be negative, and you go on to give the correct name. Example.
他是王先生。王。
他是王先生。
Or...
他是王先生，黄。
他不是王先生，他姓黄。
Drill K. Here, two students participate. The teacher states his fictitious surname. Student 1 asks the other student, 他姓什么? Student 2 responds with the information given originally by the teacher. Example.
我姓王。
Student 1。
他姓什么？
Student 2。
他姓王。
Drill L. Here the teacher states his full name, a fictitious name. Your job is to repeat his surname. Example, 他姓胡。And then, as though you did not catch the given name when first said, you ask the teacher, 你叫什么名字？The teacher then responds with his given name. Example. teacher.
我姓王，叫大年。
Student.
你姓王，你叫什么名字？
Teacher.
大年。
Drill M. The teacher states a surname and then a given name for an individual. You rephrase it by repeating the surname and adding 名字叫, etc. Example.
他姓陈，叫宝兰。
他姓陈，名字叫宝兰。
Drill N. Here is a drill where you get acquainted with your classmates. Your teacher will ask you in turn, 你贵姓? Or he may say, 你姓什么? Reply with your English surname in the proper word order, 我姓 Jones, Smith, or whatever your English surname is. Then you politely ask the teacher for his or her surname. Teacher will respond and ask you, 你叫什么名字? You again reply in Chinese, 我叫 John.Or Mary, or whatever your name is. Drill O. This is a conversation drill. Teacher will ask each of you in turn how you are. 你好吗? Respond as indicated, in turn asking your teacher how he or she is. If there is time, ask your fellow students in the same way. This will help you develop your conversational ability. Now to drills 2.These drills are more complex and more demanding of you. Take a little time to carefully read the objectives of drills, the examples for each drill, and how to prepare for these while doing your homework. Notice also the abbreviations that will be used. When you note that these abbreviations are simply the first letter of each syllable, they will make sense to you. For example, XS, abbreviation of 先生,TT, abbreviation of Tai Tai. Now, if you have read the objectives, let me quickly go over the drills with you, and then spend a little time studying each drill after you have listened to this tape. What will be most helpful to you in preparing yourself for this drill class is to make up your sentences in advance and rehearse them so that you can produce them in class with fluency and no hesitation. You should practice pronunciation and tones,and know the pattern and word order for each drill. Look first at drill A. The pattern is shown across the top. It will be the same for each drill. The word 不 in parentheses means that you can use it or not as you wish. The examples below will show you some of the ways in which you can make a sentence. My advice to you is not to take the easy way out and memorize the examples shown. Make up your own from the surnames given.In this way, you will learn independently. Note that in the middle of each display, there is a sample sentence shown in addition to examples above. In drill A, you will compose sentences using combinations of 姓 and 不姓. Here are examples.
我姓林,我不姓孙,你呢?
Or,
你姓宋,我姓毛,他呢?
Drill B. This drill starts out the same as drill A, then goes on to talk about given names, and ends with asking a question. Use the question on the end of your sentence. Here is an example.
我姓周，名字叫世民。小姐，您贵姓？
Drill C. This is a slight variation of drill B, with a different question at the end.Make up your sentence from the choices of male and female names given. Here is the sample sentence from the middle of the display.
我姓刘，我叫慧然，你叫什么名字？
Drill D. In this drill, you state that someone's given name is or is not something, and then that it is or is not something else. Listen to the examples.
梁同志不叫宝兰，他叫美丽。
哦，
我叫明理，不叫大年。
Drill E. In this drill, you pretend to be looking for someone and ask if so-and-so is the one you're looking for. Notice in this series of questions, the surname is used twice before the final question is asked. Example.
谁姓陈？他姓陈吗？他叫什么名字？
Drill F. This is an exercise in exchanging names. First, give two names, such as yours and the companion's, then ask the name of the third person. Example.
我姓肖，他姓朱，你呢？你叫什么名字？
Drill G. This drill consists of questions and answers involving names. In the answer, you will be required to use a title with the name. Be careful not to use a female title with a male. Example.
你是谁？你姓什么？你是张太太吗？
是，我是张太太。
哦。
不是，我不是张太太，我是刘太太。
Drill H. This is a conversation drill. You will break up into pairs and have a short practice conversation. You, as the first speaker, will state your given name, then ask your companion his or her name. He or she will answer, then ask your surname. You will answer, then possibly go on to another student and repeat the exercise. Drill I. This is another conversation drill. You will first greet someone, and he or she will return the greeting and ask your name. You reply and ask his or her name. If time permits, repeat the drill with another student. The more you use your Chinese, the more you'll remember. Drill J. This drill is an example of the add a word sentence build-up in pyramid form. Read the first line, then the second line, adding the new words, and so on until you have a meaningful sentence. That ends drills two. But before you turn the tape for homework practice, here are the classroom expressions from the glossary page. Listen to these and refer to that page for the meaning of each. Get familiar with these and use them as much as possible in class. All this will give you further practice in speaking Chinese. Classroom expressions. 1.
王老师，你好啊。
2.
请打开书。
3.
请合上书。
4.
你听我说。
5.
请跟着我说。
6.
请你再说一次。
7.
是什么意思？我不懂。
8.
我没听清楚。
9.
你说错了。
10.
我有一个问题。
On occasion, the teacher may wish to tell you that you are saying a given tone incorrectly. The Chinese word for tone is 声. Your teacher will say, 第一声说得不对。第二声说的不对，第三声说的不对，第四声说的不对。This is the end of lesson 2, tape A, side 1.
Fast forward to the end of the tape. The recording continues on the other side.